Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out our blog while you're there. As I mentioned earlier, I am in Raleigh, North Carolina at the second annual North Carolina Entrepreneurship Summit, and I'm very excited about being here. I'm going to be speaking to a group of about 600 policymakers, entrepreneurial educators, folks who are working with incubators and helping small business owners and entrepreneurs in North Carolina have the maximum opportunity to be successful. As you know, that's one of our goals. That is our goal and the things that I do. And I'm looking forward to being with them today. And one of the guys who's helping to make all this happen is a guy in front of me, Scott Daugherty. And he's the executive director of Small Business and Technology Development Center. Now, you've heard of SBDCs. This is an SBTDC. Right, Scott?
That's right.
Tell us what the difference is. Welcome, by the way. Welcome to the show.
Well, I'm pleased to be here, Jim, and thanks for coming to North Carolina and joining us today.
My pleasure.
We were the first SBTDC in the country. Started in 1984. We have had a very strong focus on technology, particularly in the small business community, helping to bring new products to markets, intellectual property, capital formation to support technology-based economic development.
Now, where is your office located?
Well,
I'm
right here in Raleigh. The SBTDC actually functions as the university system's business and technology extension service. So we have offices all across the state.
Right.
Each one is hosted by one or more of our public universities, and we have very active engagement of private colleges.
You have SBTDC centers all over the state.
That's correct.
And how unusual is that in across the country?
Oh, I think most SBDCs in the country have pretty broad geographic footprint.
My audience knows what an SBDC is.
Right.
But an SBTDC, do you also have SBDCs in North Carolina?
No, we're the SBDC.
We are
the SBDC.
But you guys put
Carolina.
The T in there.
That's correct.
And do other states do that?
Yes, we have now 9 other states that have gone through an accreditation process and are providing technology-based services to the business community.
Does that cause people to think that you're only for technology? Does that ever happen?
Oh, I think on occasion it does.
Yeah.
But our client base is very broadly reflective of the business community of North Carolina.
And more, it's kind of understood if you're a small business owner, you better be focusing on technology.
Yeah, you better be
right?
Focusing on innovation.
Even if it's not your business model, it is helping, it's supporting your business
That's
model,
correct.
Right.
And in fact, technology has had a huge influence on the business marketplace. Just think about Internet and how it has made it possible for businesses and so on, even in rural areas, to be highly competitive globally.
Right. Well, my audience knows how much I support the SBDC organization across the country, and I know you have. You've been a leader in the national organization, ASBDC, for a number of years, I know, haven't you, Scott?
That's right.
Okay. What are the challenges that you guys face here in North Carolina?
Well, I think they fall into several areas. First, we have a continuing access to capital issue, and I'd like to have an opportunity to talk a little
Absolutely.
Bit about that. We face immense global pressures, and this pushes right down to small companies all across our state.
Because of the textile, the furniture,
we've had job losses that have been significant. But we also have a very open marketplace, and that's a good thing. But it puts pressures on businesses to think strategically, enhance their competitiveness.
And to think about being in the 21st century,
that's
not
correct.
The 20th century.
That's correct. And that is, in fact, the focus of our services, is on a good bit of attention to strategy, competitiveness opportunities, management performance, operational performance. Mm-hmm. How do you get better at what you do, and how do you exploit a niche market if you're a small company and stay competitive in a mm-hmm. global economy? I might just talk a little bit about the capital related.
I would like you to do that, because that is a, you know, a lot of different things come and go as a challenge for small businesses. For a long time, it was inflation. For a long time, it was high taxes. For a long time, it was health care, and it still is health care. The number one big challenge right now for small business, most small businesses, they'll tell you, is finding the good people for the jobs that they
right.
have. I've heard estimates recently that 2 million jobs are going wanting right now because they can't find qualified people. But underlying all that, always on the minds of a small business owner, because we're always undercapitalized, is access to capital.
That's correct. And in fact, we just did a policy paper for an organization here in North Carolina. We looked at the access to capital issue broadly, from micro lending to equity capital, where we found the most acute needs were in two areas. First, for access to early stage equity capital.
Mm-hmm. Startup
capital.
Right.
And mostly for businesses that are technology-based or have real potential for strong growth.
Right.
And secondly, a big need for what we would characterize as patient capital, particularly for rural companies.
Tell us what patient capital is.
It's equity and near equity capital. It's not venture capital. It
right.
has lower expectations
right.
in terms of return, but it's focused on companies that have growth.
Long-term growth potential. I like that word patient that you use. When we come back, we're going to talk about this, folks. This is very important. This is some groundbreaking stuff that Scott and his folks are doing. We're going to talk about those angels out there and what he's doing with those folks. It's 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. I'm still in Raleigh, North Carolina, beautiful state of North Carolina, the beautiful city, the Oak City, they call it, I think.
That's right.
It's founded a long time ago. That's the voice of Scott Daugherty. Scott, am I saying your last name correctly?
Yes.
Daugherty, because I had some friends in my youth that's how they pronounce their name when they spell it that way. Scott is executive director of Small Business and Technology Development Center. That's SBTDC, ladies and gentlemen, which is just a variation of SBDCs, which you've heard me speak of many, many times before. In fact, I'm going to be in Sacramento in September at the ASBDC, the American Small Business Development okay. Center's annual conference. Will you be out there?
I will.
I'm looking forward to seeing you out there.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you.
We're going to be doing some things out there. Okay, Scott, folks, one of the things that they're doing here in North Carolina is very exciting. Is they're addressing this access to capital issue very aggressively. And I want to thank you for that, Scott. Tell us about what you do, and tell us about the Angel Program.
As we have worked more and more with technology-based companies, we realize that there is a big gap in available financing, and it's getting bigger. Venture capital firms have moved way up market. They want to see a much more established track record of business performance, sales, before they make an mm-hmm. investment. So it left a void, and a number of years ago,
and even though banks are getting better, they still have regulations that prevent them from making certain loans that are still good ventures.
That's correct. And so several years ago, we began an initiative to become better engaged with the private investing community, and that led to the formation of the first of what will be multiple Inception Micro Angel Funds. The first fund was established in the Triad area.
This is a fund, ladies and gentlemen. This is where angels have come together, pool their money into a fund.
That's correct.
And somebody else will kind of make the decision. This is different, as opposed to an angel and a business owner getting together and working out a deal.
That's correct. It's okay. a structured fund, yep. so you've got pre-commitment dollars.
If somebody, an angel's got $500,000, another got $250,000, another got $100,000 or whatever, I don't know what your requirements are, but they put that together and you manage who gets it.
That's correct. We The first fund's been operational for 2 years.
How's it doing?
It's doing well. It's made 13 investments. They've got an exit event coming up that will make everybody whole.
Wow.
One event.
Wow. That's a great story.
And it's a model that's based on using the SBTDC up front to prepare and qualify the entrepreneurs who are looking for capital. And so when we take an entrepreneur to a fund, they're really well-equipped. They've got a great business plan,
and
they know how to articulate it.
Right.
The second fund is in the process of being organized in the western part of the state. And then over the next year, year and a half, we plan to add three additional funds.
What would be a capital distribution capital distribution to an entrepreneur? What would it be, $5,000, $50,000,
$100,000? These funds are intentionally small.
How small?
The initial capitalization for the first fund was $750,000.
Okay. How much can a small business owner get?
They're probably going to get in the range of $50,000 to $75,000.
Okay. So there's not any tiny, no micro loans here.
What I might say is the original fund with $750,000 has actually invested almost $2 million in the companies because there have been add-on investments into it. This is that early stage stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of the benefits of having access to angel capital at that level is as they prove themselves out, they become more attractive to subsequent rounds of investors.
Right. Can you and I agree that Grant died?
Yes, Grant died. He's buried in Grant's tomb.
Exactly. That's exactly where he is. And so you and I see it the same way. I mean, when folks want to start a business and they start looking for grants, they're backing up, aren't they?
They really are. Just fundamentally, there are no grant funds out there to start traditional small companies.
A commercial business should not be looking for grants.
That's correct.
You should be putting your own money in, looking for other people to put their money in, borrowing that money, using cash flow to grow your business, whatever. That's how it's done, isn't it?
That is correct. That's how it's been done traditionally, and I expect will continue to be done.
Yeah.
Now, if entrepreneurs will seek out the right kind of help, an SBDC or other organization in their community that supports entrepreneurs, they'd be amazed at how attractive they can become to a financial resource.
Give us your website, Scott.
It's www.sbtdc.org. And join the 4 million a year who look at that website.
Thank you for that, Scott. Thank you for the work you do. You've got a lot more to tell us. Will you come back another day and be on my show?
I'd love to.
We'll get you back on another day. We've got a lot more to do today, and so I'm going to have to sign off with you. But thank you for everything,
Thanks.
And we'll see you next time.
All right.
Scott Daugherty, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with me. I'll be right back with Lena Hobson. We're going to talk about North Carolina wine. It's good, too, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.